Chapter 12. The Unbearable Heaviness of Remembering. Our bodies are the texts that carry the memories, and therefore remembering is no less than reincarnation. Katie Cannon. Scientific interest in trauma has fluctuated wildly during the past 150 years. Charcot's death in 1893 and Freud's shift in emphasis to inner conflicts, defenses, and instincts at the root of mental suffering were just part of mainstream medicine's overall loss of interest in the subject. Psychoanalysis rapidly gained in popularity. In 1911, the Boston psychiatrist Morton Prince, who had studied with William James and Pierre Janet, complained that those interested in the effects of trauma were like clams swamped by the rising tide in Boston Harbor. This neglect lasted for only a few years, though, because the outbreak of World War in 1914 once again confronted medicine and psychology with hundreds of thousands of men with bizarre psychological symptoms, unexplained medical conditions, and memory loss. The new technology of motion pictures made it possible to film these soldiers, and today on YouTube we can observe their bizarre physical postures, strange verbal utterances, terrified facial expressions, and tics, the physical, embodied expression of trauma, a memory that is inscribed simultaneously in the mind as interior images and words, and on the body. Early in the war, the British created the diagnosis of shell shock, which entitled combat veterans to treatment and a disability pension. The alternative, similar diagnosis was neurasthenia, for which they received neither treatment nor a pension. It was up to the orientation of the treating physician which diagnosis a soldier received. More than 1 million British soldiers served on the Western Front at any one time. In the first few hours of July 1, 1916 alone, in the Battle of the Somme, the British Army suffered 57,470 casualties, including 19,240 dead, the bloodiest day in its history. The historian John Keegan says of their commander, Field Marshal Douglas Haig, whose statue today dominates Whitehall in London, once the center of the British Empire, in his public manner and private diaries, no concern for human suffering was or is discernible. At the Somme, he had sent the flower of British youth to death or mutilation.